Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's online experience. We'd love to know where you're watching from, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Make sure to like, share, and comment, and let us know. And if you have a prayer request, make sure to comment that below. And I'm super excited about April 4th, Easter Sunday, when we'll be back live and in living color, and we can't wait to see all of you guys here for Easter service. And if you'd like to volunteer, even if you volunteered before or you want to try now, make sure to hit us up at watersedgevolunteer@gmail.com. We'll have a full experience for you guys with worship and a message from Pastor Tony. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's online experience.
What's up, everybody? Good morning and welcome to our Water's Edge online Sunday morning worship experience. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us. Thank you so much for being generous. And we cannot wait to see you in 2 weeks, April the 4th. The doors are going to be back open. The Water's Edge Band will be here. I'm going to be here. Hopefully you're going to be here too. Our volunteers are going to be here. It's going to be an excellent, excellent time. So tell your friends, if they haven't heard yet, April the 4th in 2 weeks, the doors are back open. Also, we'll continue to stay online every single Sunday with our online worship experiences. So if you're not able to get out just yet, if you don't feel safe getting out just yet, every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, we're going to go live with the same identical service. So you can worship with us wherever you're at, on your couch, in your vehicle, in your recliner, in your pajamas, it doesn't matter. Or you can come be with us in person and just experience the full Water's Edge effect. But we love you. We cannot wait to see you. Let's pray. Father, this morning we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being a good God, a good Father, a Father that loves us and pursues us and forgives us. And you give us a reason to wake up and live, and you give us purpose. God, speak to us today, and God, convict us and change us. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. You know, one of the most valuable things in our life, one of the most valuable assets in our life is actually something that you and I very rarely even pay attention to, especially when we're younger. And one of the main reasons that we rarely pay attention to it is because when we're younger, it almost seems like it's never ending, like we're just going to have so much of it. But as you get older, you realize that you have less and less and less of this one thing. And what I mean by that is this. Sometimes when you're younger, and even when you're older, you have to look at life almost like a bank account. As we're growing up, your account is filled with this one thing. You're rich with this one thing. But as you get older, this one thing just becomes less and less and less, and your account is less full. As you get older, now there's less road ahead of you, and there's more road in your rearview mirror concerning this one thing. And you may be thinking, Tony, what is it? What is this one thing? What's this one thing that should be our most valuable asset? What's this one thing that should be our most valuable currency? And this is what it is. If you're still with me, Sam's still with you. It's our time. Your time in your life right now is your most valuable currency. It is your most valuable asset. When you're younger, you don't really pay attention to it because you think you have so much of it. It's like you have this bank account and it's just filled with it and you don't see it running out anytime soon. But when you reach my age, I'm 45 now, and when you get older, you start to see, there's less road ahead of me and there's more road behind me. And this account, this valuable currency that I have just keeps running out. There's less and less and less. And so right now, time is our most valuable currency, and we really shouldn't waste it because at the end of the day, it's really all that we have. Just about all of us, when we were younger, we would always hear people in their 40s and up say this one thing. Our school teachers would say this, our coaches would say this, our parents would say this, our grandparents would say this, our mentors, our ministers, our pastors would say this, and they would all tell us, if I could just go back in time, I would do so many things so differently. I would pay attention in school. I would study harder. I would go to college. I would get a major in this. If I could just go back, now that I'm looking back, I would go back and do so many things differently. So I'm telling you, every person feels this way, so make wise choices. We've all been told that growing up. In fact, people even wrote that in our graduation cards when we were seniors in high school. If I could go back, I would do so many things differently, so make wiser choices today. Because as you get older, there's this realization that can be very, very striking. There is now, as I look ahead of me, less road. And as I look behind me, there's more time that has passed and more road that has passed, and I wish I would have done so many things differently. My dad passed away in February of 2019. He had some symptoms. He was feeling sick. He was feeling weak. He was getting faint a lot. He was going to a lot of local doctors around here, around Lake Charles. And they finally told him that they thought he had some sort of blood disorder that could be pre-leukemia, but it wasn't just yet. But my dad seemed to be getting weaker and weaker and even more sick and sicker. And so he went to Houston and they told him that it wasn't pre-leukemia, that it was actual leukemia, and he had two different forms of it. And so they made plan to go back and to do chemo. He went back to Houston, MD Anderson, to take chemo treatments, and it didn't really sit all that well with him. And so basically he came home just to be comfortable until he went home to be with God. He passed away on a Monday. But before my dad got sick, he would always come to church to hear my brother lead worship and his wife sing, and to hear me preach and hear my wife sing and to see everybody. He loved coming to the Water's Edge. And I remember after every Sunday service, I would call my dad and I would say, "Dad, how did I do today? How was the service today? Do you have any encouragement? Do you have any critiques? Do you have any advice?" And he would always say, "Man, that was awesome. This moved me. That moved me. I like what you said here. I like what you said there." And it was just always my routine just to call my dad right after church. Well, before my dad died, he wasn't feeling too good, and he had to stop coming to church. He had to stop attending church. And I remember one Sunday, I left church, and I remember just missing seeing him there. And so I called him, and I said, "Dad, how you feeling? How you doing?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm not feeling too good." And I was exhausted from church that day. And so my plan was to drive over to his house from Moss Bluff and just to visit with him, because I tried to spend as much time with him as I could before he passed. And so I said, "Well, Dad, I was thinking about coming to see you." He goes, "Well, I know you're tired." He goes, "And I'm not feeling all that good." He goes, "If you just want to wait until tomorrow, you can do that." I said, "You sure?" He goes, "Yeah, that's totally fine." He goes, "I'm not feeling all that good." And I said, "Okay." I said, "I'm going to come see you tomorrow." Well, tomorrow came, and as soon as I woke up, my phone started ringing, and it was my mom. And my mom told me that my dad had passed away during the night. If I could go back, there that phrase is again, if I could go back, I would have went and saw my dad on that Sunday instead of waiting for that Monday, because I missed that last chance. And how many times have we all said that? How many times have we said in our life, "If I could just go back, if I could just go back and do this differently, if I could just go back and change things," but I can't, and that time has passed. Check out how the Epistle of Ephesians puts it in the ancient text, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, and I'll be reading out of the New Living Translation. "So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days, in these dark days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do." Some translations put it this way: understand what the will of God is. Why should we be careful how we live? Because life is precious and time is valuable. And once it passes, you can't get it back. Why would the scripture say that we should not make careless or reckless choices with our health, with our money, with our relationships, with our family, with our marriages, with our choices? Because life is precious and time is valuable, and once it passes, you cannot go back. Why should we always try to do the wisest thing in every single situation? Because life is precious and time is valuable, and once it passes, we cannot go back. Why should we not let valuable opportunities pass us by? Valuable opportunities with our kids, valuable opportunities with our husbands, with our wives, with our parents, with our circle of friends, with our God, with our faith, because life is valuable and time is valuable. And once it passes, you cannot get it back. Why should we not make thoughtless and careless decisions that can hurt others and hurt ourselves? Why should we have a passion to find God's will and to do God's will? Because life is valuable and time is precious. And once it passes, you cannot get it back. And so we must protect our most valuable asset, and that is our time. So, what do we do with our time so we could stop wishing that we could always go back and change things? A few helpful and practical real life observations. You still with me? Sam's still with you. Number one, remember this. We must be very particular with our time. What is it in your life right now that you're giving time to that's stealing from you? It's stealing moments from your kids. It's stealing moments from your spouse. It's stealing moments from your health. It's stealing moments from your faith and serving God. You have to be very, very particular with your time. What is it in your life right now that is wasting time in your life, and precious moments are passing you by? Number two, stop wasting your time. Think about how much time that your addiction is causing you to waste. How much time is that habit causing you to waste? How much time is that laziness and that search for attention on social media that you just crave is causing you to waste? How much time is your phone, your freaking phone, causing you to waste? How much time is your obsession with politics that you can do nothing about? How much time is those toxic relationships and that bitterness causing you to waste? Don't waste it on discouraging people. Don't waste it on toxic relationships anymore. Don't waste it on revenge anymore. Don't waste it on choices that are irresponsible anymore, because at the end of the day, our time is our most valuable currency. Number three, devote your time to what pays off in the end. Love pays off in the end. Faith pays off in the end. Quality time with people that need you and love you pays off in the end. Serving God and serving others pays off in the end. Making a healthy mind, body, and soul pays off in the end. Wiser choices, self-love, self-care, forgiveness, faithfulness to people, integrity, building character, this all pays off in the end. Stop wasting your time and start giving your time to those things that pay off in the end. Always devote your time to what's going to pay off down the road and give you more dividends. Why? Because you can't go back. What a discouraging way to live, to not recognize what you're wasting time on right now, and you know you can make changes, and then one day you wake up and look back and you start thinking, if I could just go back. What a discouraging way to live. So we have to redeem our time, because the opportunities can be short. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 11 through 12. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. So I concluded there is nothing better than to be happy and to enjoy ourselves as long as we can. Time is precious. Make the most of it. John chapter 9, verse 4, we must quickly carry out the task assigned to us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. Time is precious. Life is valuable. Make the most of it. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, so teach us to realize the brevity or the shortness of life so that we may grow in wisdom. Time. You can't go back. So let's make the most of it in the right now, in the today. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. We absolutely love you. We hope you have a great, great week. We hope you tune in next Sunday. And by the way, we cannot wait to see you on April the 4th. We love you so much.
Man, what an amazing message from Pastor Tony this morning. It was so inspiring. And if you were inspired by the message and want to hit us up on social media, make sure to hit us up on Facebook at Water's Edge Gathering and on Instagram at Water's Edge_LC. And if you have the Water's Edge app, make sure to download that, where you can do online giving, you can listen to online worship, and you can replay messages from Pastor Tony. Also, if you'd like to partner with us through giving, here's a few ways that you can do that. You can visit thewatersedgegathering.com, or you can click on our app and just click on Give. You can also text your dollar amount to 337-223-9003. Or you can mail a check to P.O. Box 572, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 70602. Or 2760 Power Center Parkway, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 70607. We absolutely love you guys. Thanks for being here. Have a great week.